Each January, the Sonoma County Economic Development Board hosts a yearly report to the community, a State of the County address presented by the incoming chair of the Board of Supervisors. For 2013, that is the South County's representative, David Rabbit, now entering the second half of his first term. Speaking to the usual packed conference hall at the Doubletree Hotel in Rohnert Park this morning, Supervisor Rabbit offered the following summation of the county's current status and recent actions.
Good morning. Thank you again for joining us here today, and it is indeed an honor and a privilege as chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors to share with you the state of the county this morning. Before we get started, and on behalf of the entire Board of Supervisors, I would first like to say thank you to our outgoing First District Supervisor, Valerie Brown. Supervisor Brown brought valuable experience and leadership to the board for more than a decade, and she will be dearly missed. And we know that Valerie is back in Missouri today caring for her parents, and we send her and them our best. I'd also like to extend a warm welcome to our new First District Supervisor, Susan Gorin. And Susan, I know I speak for all of us by saying we look forward to working with you on addressing the issues ahead. And as Ben mentioned, I do want to acknowledge my lovely wife, Jane, here tonight with me. 27 years this year, happiest years of my life. Thank you, Jane, for being here. And certainly my three kids today at school, which is a good place for them to be. Megan and Patrick in college, Sarah in high school. Miss them here, but glad they're taking care of their priorities. Through hard work, dedication, sacrifice, and renewed optimism that reflects our character, I stand before you to say that the state of our county is strong and growing stronger with each passing day. Although I've always been cautiously optimistic, I believe we do have reason to be hopeful about the future. My optimism is rooted in the fundamentals of our community and the resiliency of our residents. My caution comes from the realities we face and the challenges we must continue to address. To be sure, there is no question that the recession exacted a heavy toll on our ability to provide services for our residents. Because of this, we have been challenged to do more with less and to look for innovative solutions to age-old problems. But we have begun to see immeasurable progress, and we have learned that positive outcomes can come from negative circumstances. To ensure a bright future of economic sustainability and continued job growth, we must focus on the basics, creating an environment where businesses can succeed and where people can enjoy the many tangibles that create that vast intangible, our quality of life. All the while, assuring the investments we make today will benefit the generation of tomorrow. Our county is investing in infrastructure. It is investing in the economy, in implementing prudent management policies, and in our youth. These investments reflect our strategic focus on how we can best leverage limited funds to achieve the highest possible return. Since many of you, if not all of you, arrived here today by automobile, let's start with the state of our county's roads. With nearly 1,400 miles of roads, I'll say that again, I think that's a huge number and something that everyone should really pay attention to. 1,400 miles of roads, a single road that would reach from Sonoma County to Oklahoma City. Sonoma County has the largest county-controlled road system in the greater Bay Area. Yet, as many of you know, the primary source of funding for road maintenance is the gas tax, and it's been shrinking, in part due to more fuel-efficient vehicles and better driving habits. Despite the benefit that driving less has on our environment, the decline in gas tax funding has had an adverse effect on our economy and our quality of life. The Board of Supervisors is taking action, and for the first time in a decade, more funds are being allocated to roads, not less. This last year, we allocated an additional $8 million in general fund revenue for road maintenance. That commitment brings the 12-13 fiscal year total of local funding to $15.5 million. And those funds, combined with other federal funding sources, total a $50 million investment in our road infrastructure for this coming year. But despite this near record investment, where we have doubled our general fund appropriations and dedicated more resources to address our road infrastructure issues, there remains much work ahead. Estimated repairs, deferred maintenance really, to our road network over the next 10 years may reach $900 million. In response, our ad hoc committee on roads, on which I serve along with Supervisor Zane, is continuing to look for viable short-term and long-term solutions and to fund those key projects. The funding paradigm for these critical types of infrastructure projects has changed, and that is why we're working with the community to explore new opportunities to help fund our road maintenance program, including partnerships with the state and our local jurisdictions. And certainly as we have begun to recover from the recession, it's important to investigate and pursue other infrastructure projects that can provide the greatest benefits to our local economy. Last year, the Board of Supervisors approved the Sonoma County Airport Safety Improvement Project, which is scheduled to go out to bid in a few weeks and to get under construction this spring. In the 5 years since Alaska Airlines landed its first plane here, it is estimated that commercial air service at the Sonoma County Airport has generated more than $580 million of economic activity within the county. In the past year alone, 214,000 passengers walked through the gates of our airport, an increase of over 3% over the prior year. The safety upgrade soon underway will allow the airport to accommodate additional carriers and a larger variety of planes, allowing for more service through the airport to additional destinations and even a greater economic benefit to our region. Our water resources remain integral in maintaining a healthy economy and in nourishing the needs of our residents. With such an agriculturally rich and diverse county, it is vitally important to ensure a clean and reliable source of water for agriculture, for our wildlife, and for our residential use. Using water smartly, ensuring the highest quality, recycling, reusing, conserving, all continue to be investments of the county. The Sonoma County Water Agency leads the North Bay region in efforts to recycle water, distribute that water, store it for agricultural and environmental uses, thereby offsetting our potable water supply. Another investment is a new UV disinfection system at the Russian River Treatment Plant, which will more effectively treat and eliminate excessive discharges into the river. The Water Agency, in collaboration with the National Atmospheric and Oceanic, I knew I was going to go on this one. we'll go with NOAA. Is installing a predictive weather modeling program to curb sudden and drastic flows in the Russian River watershed. This program can aid in flood control, in the timing of releases, and also help with the effectiveness of vineyard frost protection. Clearly, a smart investment for the future. The county's General Services Division, with over the past 12 months, has implemented water conservation measures where the Sonoma County government operations alone have saved 16.5 million gallons of water. Now from water to jobs, which I know for the Sonoma County Water Agency table is really one and the same. In late 2011, the Board of Supervisors endorsed an ambitious plan to facilitate business growth and job creation within the county. The jobs plan, as it is known, is centered on 8 objectives designed to create jobs and provide businesses with the tools they need to succeed. This plan was designed to be a roadmap to economic recovery and to vitality for our county. The plan expanded the role of the Economic Development Board and created an ombudsman position at PRMD. This position serves as a single point of contact for businesses to quickly resolve issues that can tie up projects and helps ensure the unnecessary delays do not prevent companies from locating, from expanding, or from hiring here in Sonoma County. And I am happy to report, as Ben mentioned earlier, with just a little over a year into this aggressive plan was enacted, we are seeing real results to put our county in a good position to maintain and accelerate our economic recovery that puts people back to work. Sonoma County has managed to recover some 17,000 of the 25,000 jobs lost since 2008. Even so, we recognize that there is more that needs to be done. Employers tell us they are looking to hire, and we know that there are still a lot of people looking for work. But those same employers tell us that the skills of the available workforce do not always match the skills that they require. So we know we must align our workforce development efforts with the needs of our local employers. And recently, the Innovation Action Council's Workforce Strategy Task Force came back to the board with a set of recommendations. And these recommendations will serve as a long-range plan to connect over 30 members of the education, workforce development, and business communities in the development of an employer-driven workforce strategy. Additionally, the Board of Supervisors just committed its long-term support and investment in a comprehensive program that expands the availability of vital career technical education programs in our high schools. And these programs will provide the skills young adults will need to succeed in Sonoma County's most promising industries. Being able to make these strategic investments in difficult times is not easy. And to that end, I would like to extend my gratitude and thanks to my colleagues, Supervisor Carrillo, Supervisor McGuire, who participated in the Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee. And I also want to thank the more than 100 businesses and community leaders who served on the Innovation Council and its task forces in 2012. They worked to craft action plans to help speed our recovery and to ensure our future success. And as we slowly recover, as we transition to a new economic reality, we must continue to challenge ourselves to seek innovative solutions and to continue to make those investments for the future. Some examples of innovative projects that have helped us create more efficiency include a comprehensive energy project, which included upgrades to our power, our climate, and our water equipment, which has resulted in a savings of over $1.8 million in the past 12 months. Or a new shared services model adopted by Fleet Services that pools the fleet operations resources within the county, the city of Sonoma, the town of Windsor, and the California Highway Patrol. And the handoff of daily operations of our 7 veterans buildings to local nonprofits, which has saved the county, over $1 million and provided private sector jobs and increased the daily facility usage and revenue. All of these save money. All of these allow us to operate more efficiently and effectively. Certainly no discussion regarding fiscal responsibility can be complete without addressing county employee pensions. In 2012, the board adopted an aggressive goal to cut current pension costs in half in 10 years. And we know that this is going to be a long, hard climb, but I am pleased to report that we have been moving forward and with meaningful reform, and we are making progress. When the board adopted the aggressive 10-year goal of reducing county pension costs to their 2001 levels, we knew it would take continued focus and on many different fronts. In the county, as you could probably tell today, is currently in labor negotiations with our labor organizations, and we look forward to continuing to address this mutually important issue. The state's reforms have bolstered our efforts, but the board is committed to accomplishing more. One thing is for sure, we didn't get into this situation overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. It's going to take ongoing and sustained commitment to reach our goal. And as ambitious as our plans for the future are, we know that they will fall flat unless we continue to make focused investments on the next generation. Cradle to Career, a new program with a pretty catchy name, is one example of investing in our future. Sonoma County Health Services and the Health Action Council have just launched this exciting initiative that partners the resources of all segments of the educational continuum, from early childhood through college and at the career level. With broad community support, Cradle to Career represents a movement that recognizes that access to healthy lifestyle options is a critical aspect of positive and economically viable outcomes for our local youth. In addition, last year, First 5 was able to expand their capacity through a one-time strategic capital investment project that will offer up to $6.8 million in grants to organizations that can help achieve the Commission's priority outcomes for children 5 and under, along with their families, including healthy development, parent support, and quality early care. And as important as our commitment is to children, is the commitment to public health and reaching our goal to be the healthiest county in California by 2020. Sonoma County's leadership in both upstream investments and health action has been rewarded with a $3.5 million community transformation grant from the United States Department of Health and Human Services, this grant will support disease prevention strategies that put us squarely on track to achieve our goal. In addition, the county recently launched the mobile support team to provide critical mental health intervention services to families and individuals experiencing a behavioral health crisis. Now, when a distraught person calls 911 with a mental health emergency, law enforcement has a team of behavioral health specialists at their side to ensure those needing help receive the services needed to recover. And certainly for children and adults alike, it's critical to get outside and be active and maintain a healthy lifestyle. And we are fortunate to live in an area that affords us such a multitude of opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, so many different but all beautiful settings. Recently, through a competitive matching grant program, the Sonoma County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District identified 6 new funding opportunities that will bolster our spending on parks and open spaces by $2 million. This funding will allow the district to continue to protect land for preservation and public use. Some of the first parks to benefit from these new funding sources are Tole Lake Regional Park, whose master plan was recently approved, the transition of Taylor Mountain into one of the county's next regional parks, and the district's acquisition in Healdsburg, 200 acres on Fitch Mountain, which will be forever protected and transformed into a park. Also, in mid-2012, Regional Parks was able to secure an agreement for the management of Annandale State Park. This park is a local treasure, is widely used, and as the county's new role as manager of the park would not have been possible without the generous support of the community. Thanks to local fundraising efforts and an agreement with the state, there is no additional expense to the county associated with maintaining and keeping Annandale open. We appreciate that. Finally, last November, Sonoma County Regional Parks opened the Laguna de Santa Rosa Trail, composed of 2.4 miles, of trails and paths. The newly opened facility allows visitors a unique opportunity to get up close and personal with Sonoma County's largest freshwater wetland. So as you can see, there are plenty of reasons to be optimistic about the future. Sonoma County has the assets and the human capital it will take to continue moving our economy and our quality of life in a positive direction. My mother and father stepped off a ship in New York Harbor in 1949, really doing what so many other immigrants did before them and after them, and what so many still continue to do today, to search for a better opportunity, to ensure their families a better future. Supervisor Carrillo and I share this common bond, and though our parents' homes were separated by thousands of miles, the journey they undertook was really for the same reason, to find better opportunities for them and their families. And that's really how I see our responsibility. I want my children, I want your children, to be able to live and work in Sonoma County. I want to ensure we leave them a county that recognized its obligations and improved with each passing year. I believe this county has the responsibility to not only provide for today, but to make the investments that will ensure a better tomorrow. Thank you all very much. Thank you for being here again.
Supervisor David Rabbit, Chairman of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, with the 2013 State of the County Report, delivered this morning in Rohnert Park. Our live recording was made possible with the assistance of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board and technical support from the staff of the DoubleTree Hotel. For KRCB News, I'm Bruce Robinson.